Introduction.
Good morning. My name is Paul Chubb. Can you tell me your full name, please?
Yes, my name is Jili Zhang.
What should I call you?
Well, my English name is Gemma, so you can just call me that if you like.
Could you tell me where you're from?
Originally, I'm from Shanghai.
Can I see your identification, please?
Sure. Here you are.
Thank you. Now, in this first part, I'd like to ask you some questions about yourself. Let's talk about where you live. Do you live in a house or an apartment?
At the moment, I'm living in an apartment downtown.
How many other people do you live with?
My uncle and aunt, as well as their young son.
Do you enjoy living in this type of accommodation? Why or why not?
Yes, I really enjoy apartment living because it's safe, easy, and convenient.
What type of accommodation is common in your town? Why?
High-rise apartment buildings are definitely the most common where I live. Probably because that's all there really is until you get to the outskirts of the city.
Let's talk about art. Do you enjoy looking at art? Why or why not?
It depends on the type of art. I definitely enjoy photographic exhibitions and modern art, but I'm not really keen on the classic old-fashioned types of paintings and so on. I find landscapes really boring, and I hate sketches and art with no colour or life.
What type of art do you like best? Why?
As I said, I enjoy modern art the most because I think it is more interesting.
Have you ever been taught to do any type of art?
We had art as an elective at high school, and we learned to do all sorts, working with clay, photography, painting, and sketching. Our art teacher was really passionate about all forms of art.
Do you know any artists?
That depends on how you define an artist. I don't know anyone famous, if that's what you mean, but I do know some university students who I think are very talented. One is a photographer who only takes extreme close-ups of people so that one tiny aspect of their face is shown. The results are fascinating.
Now let's talk about colours. Which colours do you like the most? Why?
I love blue because it is the colour of the sea and the sky. My other favourite colour is green because I connect it with nature as well.
Have you always liked these colours? Why?
No, actually, when I was a little girl, I used to love pink and purple. I'm not sure why. Probably because they are thought of as quite feminine colours, I guess.
Do most of your friends like similar colours?
I haven't really thought about that. I think everyone has their own preferences, particularly related to what they wear. Many of my friends wear a lot of black, but I'm not sure if that is their favourite colour as such.
Do certain colours have any special significance in your culture? Why?
Some colours have a meaning of good luck, including red, which symbolises wealth and good fortune. Other colours, like white, stand for purity. But beyond that, I can't really think of any strong meanings or significance. Now, I'm going to give you a topic, and I'd like you to talk about it for 1 to 2 minutes. Before you talk, you'll have 1 minute to think about what you're going to say. You can make some notes if you wish. Do you understand?
Yes, I understand.
Here's some paper and a pencil for making notes, And here's your topic. I'd like you to describe an important decision you have made.
Thank you. An important decision I made was quite recently, about 3 years ago. My family was very keen for me to study English abroad and gain the advantages of learning about foreign culture at the same time. I was also really excited about the prospect of travelling and improving my English. But I didn't want to leave as my wife was here in China and couldn't come with me. Then, just as we had to make the final decision, and commit to buying a ticket, we found out that my wife was pregnant. So I talked and talked with her, and also with my parents, because I value their opinion also. And finally, I decided that I wouldn't go abroad to study, as I didn't want to miss the birth of my child, and also I wanted to support my wife through her pregnancy. They really helped me to make my decision, just by listening to me talk it through and giving their own opinions and ideas. The alternative that we came up with was that I would study here at night and work very hard on my English, with perhaps an opportunity to study at postgraduate level overseas instead of just studying English. My daughter was born over 2 years ago, and I think it was the best decision I ever made. And it has worked out really well, as now, we are going to travel all together as a family to live in Oxford in the UK, where I am going to complete an MBA. And my wife has an excellent job offer there as well. It was a huge decision at the time, but I'm so confident that it was the right one for my family and me.
Thank you. Do you often make decisions in this way?
Yes. I always find it helpful to talk my decision through with someone.
Do you find it difficult to make big decisions?
Yes, sometimes I do, and it can take me a bit of time to think things over.
We've been talking about an important decision you made, and now I'd like to discuss with you one or two more general questions related to this. Let's consider first the topic of important personal decisions. Describe some of the important life decisions people need to make at various points in their lives.
Well, I think that there are many, but possibly the most important decisions are in young adulthood, when people usually make lots of choices about their future. Which career to choose? Choices about marriage and starting a family, and so on. These are the decisions which have such a long-lasting impact on the rest of life, so they are incredibly important. Then there are the decisions which come later, maybe about finances and retirement, and that type of thing. And when we're younger, I suppose our choices are in some way made for us, by our parents, who decide which kindergarten or school we will attend.
Some people think that an important decision should be made quickly and based on intuition, while others believe an informed choice is better. What's your view?
Personally, I believe it's a combination of the two. I certainly think you need to have all possible information available to you before a decision can be made. But I also think that a certain degree of intuition, or gut feeling, can really help to guide the decision-making process. It's unexplainable, but I know that some of my best decisions have been based on intuition more than anything else.
Do you think that individuals nowadays have more or fewer important choices to make than in the past? Why?
Today's society certainly confronts people with more important decisions than in the past. For a start, there is so much more choice in lots of different areas, like in the area of career and occupation, for instance. My parents' or grandparents' generation often had the same job for 40 or 50 years, but people nowadays commonly have 4 or 5 different careers. In this area alone, there is so much more choice and freedom, and I think that's part of the reason why there are more important decisions to be made now, along with the fact that constant change is part of modern life.
Now, let's talk about decision-making in general. What kinds of decisions are more difficult? Those which solely affect you, or those which also have an impact on other people?
I think it's more difficult to make decisions which are going to have an effect on other people's lives, but I also think that this relates to most decisions we make. Decisions very rarely only impact on one person. Anyway, it is obviously a matter of degree. For instance, if you are the manager of a large company and you have to decide how many redundancies are necessary to keep the business from failing, then that's a decision which will have a huge impact on many people. On the other hand, if you are deciding which house to buy, then that probably only affects you and your family. Overall, I think it's wise to consider the potential impact of your decision in any case.
In your opinion, is there such a thing as too much choice?
I definitely believe that there is too much choice for young people nowadays, and this creates a lot of pressure for them. Whether it is in terms of what career path to take or where to live and study, there are an overwhelming number of choices available to this generation, and I think it can be extremely difficult to feel as though one has made the right choice, whatever that is. However, choice provides us with options and freedom as well, so I believe it's important to value that.
How effective do you believe it is to make decisions based on discussions with other people?
I know that for some people, this method of making decisions is very effective, as they gain perspective from talking with someone else, and this process clarifies their own thought process. However, I believe that choices, in particular personal choices, are best made methodically and carefully, but alone. Sometimes people have different motives for giving advice, and they cannot always be trusted to give you neutral advice.
Thank you. That is the end of the speaking test.